Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Gaffney's here, too, folks. Stephen is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member going back, golly, about over 8 years now. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. Stephen is a well-known keynote speaker and author of a number of books, including Honesty Sells, Just Be Honest, and Honesty Works. You're starting to get the picture here, aren't you, folks? That makes him one of the leading experts on honest interpersonal communication. And he's the president of Stephen Gaffney Company, and he's our good friend. Stephen Gaffney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Stephen, there's one of the great lines that's popped up in the last few years is, I'm frequently wrong, but never in doubt. And I've even forgotten who that's attributed to. But I'm frequently wrong, but never in doubt. But I use that all the time, and you know, I say it sort of as you know, as a way of being a little self-deprecating. But you know, sometimes I think people think I actually mean that. But one of the things that you've talked to us a lot about is the way to be honest, not only with others, but with ourselves. And how does wrong figure into being? How does being wrong figure into all that?
Well, first of all, the worst lies we ever tell are the lies that we tell ourselves. And one of the worst lies that we tell ourselves, or often I hear people tell themselves when they admit it, is that they think they're right about the way they think about things, about the way they view others. And then the reality is, we're probably wrong about 50 to 70% of the time on a daily basis. We've actually developed an exercise and been teaching it for years that actually proves that point. So people might be sitting there and saying, I'm not really sure. But if we think about it, if we really take on that we may be wrong, maybe we'll call that potential client who we thought, they'll never buy from us. Or we haven't heard from them, so they must not want to go with our services. Maybe the answer is to reach out. Maybe the answer is to reach out to other people. And maybe during this holiday season, relatives and family members that we've written off because we think they're a jerk, maybe there's something else going on, and maybe it's time to reach out and forgive and check into what we think we're thinking to see if it's actually correct and to reapproach them.
I know one thing for sure. Whenever I have presumed to know what other people were thinking and how things were going to turn out, like you said, with a customer or a decision somebody else is making, whenever I presume to know that, and especially if I presume it so much that I get myself all worked into a tizzy over it, I'm way more than half the time I'm wrong.
Yeah, and actually surrounding ourselves by people who are willing to tell us that we are wrong and there's ways to reapproach things.
That's what wives and children are for, Stephen.
Yeah, they're good at that, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But, you know, here's a practical application of this. When the economy hit the skids, I made sure that I did not hang around with anybody who was running a small business who was negative about the economy or negative about prospects. And because I knew that I myself would be worried about things and bought into what the news was saying. So I surrounded myself by people who look at things differently and, most importantly, who would challenge me in the way I think about things. As a result, we had our best year ever last year, and this year is beat out last year. I don't think it's because we're so brilliant. I think it's because I'm very conscious of to make sure that the people I surround myself by, the people that I've hired, are people that are willing to challenge me in the way I'm thinking and get me thinking in a different way.
Well, here's something that I've been thinking a lot about for the last year or so, and that's something that is right, that is correct. It's actually correct, but it makes us have a wrong perspective. And here's an example. Everybody knows by now, if they've been listening to me, they know, because I've been reporting on it, that the economy, the U.S. economy, macroeconomy only grew, is only going to grow in 2011 at about 1.7%, less than 2%. Now, by U.S. standards, that's moribund. That's abysmal. We don't like that. We think, wow, this is awful. Boy, the economy sure is slow. Only 1.7. Heck, it could slip back into another recession from there. You know, that kind of thinking. Now, everything I just said is the truth. But what it masks, what it belies, is the fact that that's 1.7% growth on a $15 trillion economy. Stephen, that's a lot of buying and selling. Somebody's buying something. Somebody's selling something. It might as well be you. Why do we get so worked up over the growth factor, the GDP growth, and not focus on the economy? What do you think?
Well, I think that we get caught up in a lot of data that is ultimately irrelevant to us. And here's my point. Even if you had took some of your friends' businesses and you said, okay, well, they aren't growing, it doesn't mean that we can't grow. But to the economy, we are actually, I care whether the economy is growing because I care about the U.S. and I Yep. care that all the businesses around me Yep. are growing. But in reality is, what does it mean to the Stephen Gaffney company, my company? A few extra clients, a few other ones taking on and having things and being bigger with them. Because we're living proof of the way of thinking that we may be wrong and that actually there is answers, because in the training and coaching field, that's the first part that usually companies will zap, and yet we had our best year ever and our best year this year. And one of the things that we did, for example, is I figured there must be a successful sales process. So I asked people for various sales tips. We developed a 10-step sales process that when we've implemented, it actually does work. So the reason why I'm saying this is we get caught up with news events and mm-hmm. things that ultimately are nice, interesting, but mostly irrelevant to us on a day-in and day-out basis. What's most important is to control the things that we can control, is ourselves.
Well, exactly. But in some of those things, though, that are not relevant to us materially, if we allow them to impact the way we think and behave, impact us are relative to us negatively. They become relative to us because of what we allow it to do.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. I think what happens is
hold on to that thought, Stephen. I'm gonna let you brag on me a little bit more effectively on the next after the next this next break. We're gonna take a quick one, folks. Stephen's gonna have some really nice things to say about my genius. After these messages, 20 after, Stephen Gaffney is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.